What was this independence question? What was the argument they put to say that Roger wasn't independent?
Roger was former worker of KPMG and was an audit partner of KPMG and been auditor at the time. I think he's actually the department of independence in any event. But there are some ASX massive rules around the time of which when someone is a material consultant to a company as to when they can then become classified as or considered to be independent. That's a 2-year rule. It's now actually 25 months since Roger was last actively involved in working with OSCO on those things. So
was he the former audit signing partner?
He was, but it's well over 2 years since that's the case. So based on legal advice and the consideration of the board, of course, that we have formed the view that Roger is definitely an independent director. And that background is certainly very, very, very beneficial to his understanding of the company and the placement of Justin.
I guess it's ironic. I remember having a go at Justin at the 2001 AGM as the former chairman of the HIH audit committee, which had collapsed a couple of months earlier. And I think Justin is the only survivor from the HIH board who's actually gone on and sustained a career as a non-executive director. And based on the performance we've seen at Austar, I think he's done very well for us. But it is ironic that all those criticisms about audit partners becoming directors came out of the HIH situation, where all those Arthur Andersen people like Justin came out of Arthur Andersen and went on to HIH, and then there was a view that the audit wasn't as independent as it might have been. HIH was a company which never made a loss and collapsed with a $5 billion deficit. So I guess it's all ancient history, but so there's no issues with associations with Liberty is the key point.
No.
Right, so it's all about audit independence, which
it's
is box tickers.
Yeah.
All right, okay, thanks.